Hello, it's the 1st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Police have appealed for witnesses after a body was found at a Luton residence. The discovery of a male in his 30s occurred at an address on Newtown Street over the weekend. The death is being treated as a murder by the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit. Family members have been notified, but the body has yet to be formally identified. Dale Mepstead, Detective Inspector and Investigation Lead, said, "I understand the local community may be concerned, but we are working hard to establish the full circumstances leading up to this death. Beds Police plan to increase patrols in the area." A number of men were spotted on Saturday night carrying baseball bats prior to an altercation on Bedford Stanley Street. Police were contacted, but the group had already dispersed by the time they arrived. A schoolteacher at All Saints Academy in Dunstable has been suspended following an incident deemed offensive by the religion of Islam. The image of a former Al-Qaeda leader, Osman bin Laden, was inappropriately substituted as the Prophet Muhammad in a Year 10 religious studies class. Islam strongly prohibits the visual depiction of its founder. The school, which is part of the Church of England, issued an unreserved and sincere apology and vowed there would be a detailed and swift investigation. The futuristic direct air rail transit system between Luton Airport Parkway Rail Station and London Luton Airport will whisk people between the two destinations in just 2 minutes. The current shuttle buses take 30 minutes. The driverless trains are due to go into operation later in the year. Don't eat too many pancakes. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.